And I got to tell you in this audience, are you listening? I got to tell you that what we're after is not just, this is not a competition of preachers. This is not just come, the fellowship is great, the singing is great, the food is great. It's all great, but we've got a purpose to this. And you take away the purpose in this workshop isn't worth a flip. You need to stay home, not waste your money if you don't understand the singular purpose is to make anybody, everybody, you, not missing any one of you, to realize that my God loves you and that my God can and wants to use you to his glory. And he can make mighty preachers out of these young men like Kyler Irwin and Dave Skidmore that stood in Quinn Fields that stand up here with me. And he will do that. And every one of you, man and woman alike, you're saying to a lot of things, you're saying, well, I'm just not worth it. But Jesus died for you, and that makes you worth it. Well, I don't think I can live the Christian life. And ladies and gentlemen, you should be realizing you can't live without the Christian life. Because Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, and nobody comes unto the Father except by me. And you say to me, well, I'm going to do something else. Well, Jesus preached a sermon. And a lot of people left him to do something else. And he turns to his disciples, John 6 and verse 66, and says, will you also go away? And Peter answered him with the words that all of us must answer today. Lord, where would we go? Can I say to you in this audience this afternoon, where are you going to go but to Jesus? What else are you going to do except surrender to his life? Have you found a better way? Is there another alternative to that? When Jesus said, nobody comes to the Father except through me. And Acts 4 and verse 12 said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.